What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday, and boy, do I have a treat for all of you. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I have one of America's most beloved actors joining me. It's such a privilege and so much fun to have Sean Astin of Goonies, Rudy, Lord of the Rings, and Stranger Things fame joining me to talk about Kamala Harris's run for president. Welcome, Sean. Thanks so much for making time.
Maggie Dawn, it's good to be here.
Oh, so great to have you. You have been a busy, busy man. Just a few days ago, you dropped a Twitter post that said you were going to be stumping for Harris. You were starting out in Indiana. Tell us where you've been and why you took it upon yourself to make this effort.
I thank you so much for that. So I was actually in Chicago because I instead of going home to LA, I decided to go to Chicago from London, and I made a doodle of the country as I was going. And I started tracing Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana. Just a little trace. And I was like, you know what? I want to go to all of them. I want to go to the campaign was like, we're ready for you for the big campaign push on, you know, as a surrogate, as a formal national surrogate for the campaign, on the weekend before the convention. And I was like, yeah, but I set aside this window of time, you know, a year ago. Well, because I knew that I wanted to be a part of this moment in history. And then, you know, as Kamala came into the nomination, now it's history in a way that is, you know, the kind I'm looking to the heavens and praying to my mom about that. Yes. We're gonna, you know, and my wife of 32 years and my three daughters, like the idea that we're going to finally have the first woman president in the United States of America is pretty, makes it pretty exciting to me. But anyway, so that video that you just mentioned, it went the most views I have ever had of any tweet ever. It was like 4 years ago, and it blew all the other tweets out of the water. It was a picture of me and my daughter when she was graduating from Harvard, and I put her Dean's Award-winning master's thesis link in there, and that got 2 million views. And everywhere we went for a month, people were like, hey, congratulations, hey. And you're like, wow, I guess Twitter's still working. This thing that I posted about wanting to campaign for Kamala Harris for president has now 10 million votes, 10 million views, 10 million views. The most I ever had, 2 million, 10 million views. So that was sort of the wind at my back. I went and stopped in offices in St. Joe County in Indiana. I went up, I came to Michigan, went to Michigan and was in Grand Rapids. I went down to Ohio. I hit three different, I was in Toledo, I was in Cleveland, and then I bounced over to Pittsburgh. And each one of these places I'm going to, I was in Ohio, and then I went to Pennsylvania. I was in Erie, Pennsylvania, and then I was in Pittsburgh. And then, and now at the moment I'm calling you from Detroit, and then I'm going to go tonight and I'm going to fly, to Milwaukee. And I can't wait to be back in Milwaukee. But each one of these places I go to, I'm going to the campaign offices. And in some of them, there's a bunch of volunteers there. Actually, in Michigan, I went to a fair. It was it was called a volunteer fair and like a job fair, but for volunteers, yes, and local candidates and stuff. So sometimes I'm talking to volunteers, but a lot of times I would talk to kind of the organizing group, the organizing core, and like sit with 10, 15 people and talk about what you know, it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday. So they're gearing up for their weekend and stuff. And just telling them how much I appreciate them. Not like going into somebody else's state and telling them what they should do, but going into these places where people and I know we have the same philosophical approach and just letting them know that for what it's worth, you know, somebody's movies they like believes in them and wants to hear from them and wants them to know that they are supported. And that comes from a lifetime of participating in this sort of activity. And it just is, I've been in moments with campaigns where it was hard slogging, and this is just total enthusiasm. This is just, people are so excited and passionate. And so I've been basically surfing that good energy for the last week.
Hell yeah. I'm so happy to have you sharing some of your joy and passion for these issues with all of our listeners. I wanted to ask you a question about that, because you have been outspoken and politically active for your entire life. You've also been an acclaimed actor for your entire life. When you think about speaking out in this way, do you feel any risk? Because again, you have such broad appeal, Sean. People really, truly love your movies. Do you feel any risk to your career? Why do you feel so compelled to speak as you do and to take this huge amount of time out of your life to tell people basically thank you and keep fighting the fight?
Well, my mother is the reason. My mother was a labor union leader, and my father, you know, Patty Duke was my mom. John Astin is my dad. They're very famous for their TV shows in the 60s. And by the time I was kind of born and came into it, fame kind of as an idea, the fact that they were so recognizable and so many awards and everything else, that wasn't like that interesting to them anymore, in the sense that like they weren't focused on that. But what they did focus on was like a Coast Guard boat safety video, or the Jerry Lewis Labor Day Muscular Dystrophy Telethon, or mom as played Helen Keller, so vision and hearing impaired causes. So that this idea of like, and what you realize when you actually go around and you participate in causes or issues or whatever, is that you may be visible, and that's really cool. But then after a minute or two, it's really about the people who are having that experience. And I know when I'm interacting with somebody in an airport or a restaurant or something like that, and they want an autograph or a picture, a selfie, whatever, it's a really cool interaction. I've experienced it a lot, but what I'm really interested in is like, so where are you from? So what do you do for a living? So how are you, what, and I think that's what's so meaningful about it. Is that it's a way to kind of like pass the medicine ball of recognizability and being heard back to someone else. It's like the power that I have. And this is a Harvard study came out 2 days ago. At least I read it 2 days ago, that said that, arts and entertainment people who use their voice in politics actually are having a greater impact than people might realize or like, but not in the bad way. They're actually having an impact in terms of civic engagement. So they're not necessarily, going to come in here and tell you how you should feel about, body autonomy or any of the other issues that are really important to me. But they're saying, look, your vote matters. Governing is done by those who show up, and you have a responsibility and an opportunity to like participate in the life of your neighbors. So in terms of like whether it's a threat or not, I have three daughters. And it's been really interesting to see how my advocacy and political, like using my voice in a political space, affects them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I think mostly the five of us, my wife and three daughters and me, have similar political views, but now they're all grown up. They're all adults now. So they all have their own political views. So I have to like be careful not to say on behalf of me and my family, because my kids are like, well, hold on, Dad. And they also, if you get canceled, or if somebody does a meme or a deep fake or something like that, it can really hurt them. It can hurt their relationships. It can hurt their standing with their environment. And so in essence, I'm kind of like, my actions are putting them in a position that I wouldn't necessarily want to, but it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. You should be a democracy should be a peaceful way to exchange our ideas and agree or disagree, and then support who wins and keep moving,
Thanks so much, Sean. As I like to say, the only thing that will save our democracy is democracy. Get out and vote, everybody. Look for Sean coming to your Harris headquarters to say thanks for your work, everybody. Thanks, Sean Astin, star of Goonies, Lord of the Rings.